Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. At least 6 people are dead and 8 are injured in Meridian, Mississippi, where officials say a man believed to be a disgruntled worker opened fire in a Lockheed Martin plant with a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun today. Authorities said workers at the plant scurried for cover, some hiding under their desks when the shooting began. The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department says its lines were jammed with calls from workers at the plant. Deputies say the assault ended when the suspect took his own life. Authorities are claiming remarkable similarities between the 3 New Jersey teenagers charged in plotting a killing spree and the Columbine killings in Colorado. Since the arrest on Sunday, it's come out that the 3 boys were constantly teased in high school. Brooks Brown, the former friend of the teen Columbine killer, says the teasing they endured can easily be compared to the teasing the 3 New Jersey teens suffered.
I have blamed Columbine on nothing else besides the teasing. What happened to Eric and Dylan constantly every day was horrifying. You know, when he told stories about sticks and rocks being thrown at them while they walked down the street, took me back to days when I had eggs and rocks and sticks thrown at me while I was walking down the street.
18-year-old Matthew Lovett is being held on a $1 million bail awaiting trial on attempted murder and weapons charges. A judge will determine next week whether to charge the 14 and 15-year-olds as adults. All 3 were found with a rifle, shotgun, and handguns, allegedly trying to carjack a vehicle to use for their plot to kill as many as possible.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
An FBI report which may or may not exist is at the center of a motions hearing today in the state murder case of Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols. Defense attorneys tried to subpoena an FBI agent who interviewed Jack Doty, a witness they say was so close to the truck bomb that brought down the Alfred P. Murrah building he could have reached out and touched it. But the Department of Justice stepped in saying federal employees cannot be forced to testify. Nichols' attorneys were trying to prove the existence of a report concerning the FBI's interview of Doty. Prosecutors say they have no such report, and if it ever existed, it's lost. Just days before a presidential visit, Botswana has opted to exempt U.S. citizens from possible prosecution in a new international criminal court. Washington claims the court could be used for politically motivated legal actions against its military and civilians serving abroad. The dispute over the court prompted a suspension of U.S. military aid to 35 countries last week. Botswana's foreign ministry said the country's president signed an agreement that said U.S. nationals wouldn't be handed over to the court without permission from Washington. Bush is expected to visit the country Thursday.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The head of Minnesota's state teachers union says the list of underperforming schools is just one measure of how well a school is doing. Judy Schaubach says parents should view the list with caution.
The thing that parents should always be concerned about is how their individual child is doing, what kind of gains they're making, and to work with the teachers that they have to make sure that they have, you know, reasonable class sizes and those kinds of things that help kids to do well.
The state education department has flagged 259 schools as falling behind performance standards. Schaubach says the National Education Association is considering legal action against the federal government over the law that lays out the performance standards. The NEA argues the No Child Left Behind Act is underfunded. It was tech stocks leading the way on Wall Street again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 6 points to 92.23. The NASDAQ was up 25 points to 17.46. The S&P 500 added 3 points to 10.07. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is iAmerica Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sex and the Single Driver. No, it's not the latest Triple X film or a video on golf swings. And you'll never guess its producer, director. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
Sex and the Single Driver is a favorite feature of insurance companies. And if you're a middle-aged, married female, you're the star of this show. Yes, statistics show younger drivers are involved in more fatalities than mature adults. And singles have less safe driving records than those in wedding bliss. And here's the clincher, gentlemen. Males are deadlier drivers than females. In fact, a National Safety Council survey found fatal accident rates were 63% higher for men. So ladies, start your engines and enjoy the spotlight. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Phone number is 800-825-5937. That's 800-TALK-YES. Or email during the program, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. Check out the website. There is a live chat room there, MikeMalloy.com, and all sorts of stuff. So Ari the Liar has finally admitted that George Bush lied in his State of the Union address about Iraq's supposed nuclear program and attempts to purchase uranium from Niger. The obvious question, this is very, very serious stuff. And we're going to get into it from several perspectives here in the first part of the program. It's making the rounds of the print medium. I don't watch television anymore, news. So I don't know how much of an impact this is having on television news. I'm reasonably certain it's making zero impact at Fox. CNN probably plays it a little bit, but they don't want to go too far for accused of being liberal. The other networks, MSNBC, they're dealing with their firing of the thuggish Michael Weiner. So I don't know how television is reporting this, but this is a horrendous story. A horrendous story. George Bush knew, and I've got the quotes here for you. We'll get to all this. Bush knew before he went out to give the State of the Union address that what he was going to say in that address was an unmitigated lie. He said it anyway. George Bush committed U.S. lives, not to mention the lives of the Iraqis, committed our soldiers' lives based on a lie, took this nation into war based on lies. Now, if this is not reason to remove this guy from office, I don't know what is. I honest to God, no hyperbole here, no overstatement, no getting my Bermudas in a wad tonight, nothing of the sort. George W. Bush lied to the American public, lied to the world, knowing it was a lie. Now, there's an attempt being made, and even that attempt is starting to fail, run out of steam, an attempt to say, well, we didn't know that the intelligence regarding the uranium from Niger and the nuclear weapons program in Iraq, we didn't know that was forged until a later date. So all we're admitting to now is, yeah, the evidence was forged. That is a filthy lie. George Bush knew. And I'll provide the proof for you as the program progresses. And we'll also play for you the lies in the State of the Union Address. As a matter of fact, let's begin with the lies. Now, this is from the State of the Union Address, January 28th this year. Here's Bush's first lie about Iraq's uranium purchases from Niger.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities.
Now, there's two lies there. The first one, of course, is regarding the uranium purchases from, as Bush puts it, Africa. And then the second lie is, our intelligence sources tell us he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production. As we know now, as we knew then, as the weapons inspectors knew, as the information was fed to the Bush crime family, these were not high-strength aluminum tubes necessary for the production of nuclear weapons. Two lies in that statement. Another lie regarding Saddam's link to al-Qaeda.
And this Congress and the American people must recognize another threat.
Listen to him. He's just...
Evidence from intelligence sources, secret communications, and statements by people now in custody reveal that Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of al-Qaeda.
Another lie. Now, they're already building the same lies for Iran. Aren't you kind of curious, Truth Seeker, whether or not the American people, the Congress, the U.S. military, and the foreign and... U.S. Diplomatic Corps, all these different and disparate groups are going to buy into the lies of this criminal administration again? Now, from the same State of the Union address, on the lies he's sending Colin Powell to tell the U.N., remember, Colin Powell, I can't use the language that Colin Powell used when he was told what he had to go in front of the United Nations Security Council and state categorically for the record. I could use the language, but the radio stations that carry the program would probably cut us off. But it's been reliably quoted in the Times, the Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, Boston Globe, L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune, precisely what Colin Powell said and the language that he used. So here's Bush before he sends Colin Powell to the U.N. to lie.
America will not accept a serious and mounting threat to our country and our friends and our allies. The United States will ask the U.N. Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world.
The facts?
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's legal weapons programs, its attempts to hide those weapons from inspectors, and its links to terrorist groups.
Now, lie after lie after lie. Let us stipulate for the record that Bill Clinton lied about his sexual escapades with Monica Lewinsky. And the pigs in the Republican Party, which is every single one of them, and some pigs in the Democratic Party started rooting and belching and oinking for Bill Clinton's resignation. When Bill Clinton raised his middle finger and said, you guys go away, I've got a job to do, they impeached him. They impeached him. They impeached Bill Clinton because he lied about sex, oral sex, with his girlfriend. Now, what are we going to do about George Bush? Clinton lied. Nobody died. Bush lied. Thousands. thousands of people have died. I've been telling you for months. The son of a bitch is a mass murderer. He's a killer. He's a thug. He's a gangster. Of course, you knew that. What does it take? What in the name of God does it take? How many more Americans have to be gunned down in the streets of Iraq in an attempt to put honesty over this rat bastard's lies? How many more have to die? How many more countries have to be invaded? How many more Americans have to come home in body bags? How many more American parents and wives, and probably a few husbands, are going to have to suck it up and say, okay, give me my next of kin's corpse so that Halliburton can make some money, so that Chevron can make some money, so that Texaco can make some money, so that BP Amoco can make some money, so that the Carlyle Group can make some money. How much more, Truth Seeker, how much more are we going to put up with before we get this man out of office? After weeks of denial, lies upon lies upon lies, the Bush crime family finally admitted that this fake-ass president lied in his State of the Union address when he claimed Iraq tried to get this uranium from Niger, or as Bush put it, from Africa. It's just unbelievable. Now, the American, Terrence Wilkinson, who served Bush 1, who served Clinton, who was in the CIA for Bush 2, Terrence Wilkinson, a senior CIA advisor, was present at 2 White House briefings prior to the State of the Union address, where this so-called evidence from Niger was totally discredited. Wilkinson has said now in an op-ed piece in the Washington, was it either the Washington Post or the New York Times over the weekend, that he, Wilkinson, and Bush both were present on two separate occasions when Bush was told categorically, this evidence is fake. According to Wilkinson, Bush's response was anger. Wilkinson wrote, he, referring to Bush, he said that if the current operatives working for the CIA couldn't prove the story was true, then the agency had better find someone who could. Bush said he knew the story was true, and so would the world after American troops secured the country. Now, we have a serious situation here, Mr. and Mrs. America. We have sitting in the highest office in the land, and tonight the little rat bastard is spewing his filth and his murderous threats all across Africa, the continent of Africa. A man who is a liar, a man who will lie to the point that he will commit Iraqis to death and Americans to death, not to mention destroy the credibility of our Defense Department, our State Department, our UN delegation, our entire government. So I ask you for the thousandth time, how much longer are you and I going to tolerate this?
Delivered. I can't say I sympathize with what your fate is going to be. Yes, for telling all those lies. No, nothing was delivered. Yes, and someone must explain.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
The Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Going back to Terrence Wilkinson, the CIA senior advisor who was present at two White House briefings where George W. Bush was also in attendance, where prior to the State of the Union address, where it was stated categorically, that the Niger reports were forgeries, fakes, and frauds. Now, you have to wonder for a moment, and we'll get to this a little bit later, who could have forged? Who could have made the forgeries? What country in that part of the world would benefit from a heavy U.S. military presence and the ass-kicking and removal from power of Saddam Hussein. Think about it. Well, it's not necessarily Israel, but think about it. Wilkinson said that Bush said, upon hearing for the second time, that the information was false. And I got to repeat this for you again. Bush said that if the current operatives working for the CIA couldn't prove the story was true, then the CIA had better find someone who could prove it was true. Bush said he knew the story was true, and so would the world after American troops secured the country and showed the nuclear weapons program. Now, why would Bush said he knew the story was true? Well, I refer you back to an article in Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. A transcript was published in that newspaper a couple of weeks ago of an interview or conversation between Mahmoud Abbas, the new Palestinian prime minister, and George Bush. And you probably read it. I published the link at my website. You probably read what Bush said. He said to Abbas, God told me to attack Saddam. God told me to attack Saddam. So that's how Bush knew. This man is insane. Do you understand that he may be able to walk around and do his running and get aboard Air Force One and play his video games and hold a just an absolute a bitchin' cabinet meeting with his with the people around that table who have all agreed to tactfully not mention, hey, Mr. President, you know you're crazy. But this man is insane. This is like Saddam Hussein, is it not? I defy you, to show me one iota of difference between a Bush cabinet meeting where Bush is sitting there with his thugs and some of that video footage of Saddam Hussein sitting there with his thugs. Show me a difference. There is none. We have a serious problem, truth seekers. Dick Gephardt says Bush's factual lapse in his State of the Union address cannot be simply dismissed as an intelligence failure. Factual lapse? Come on, Dick! It's a lie! Can't your little pinched-up mouth get around those three letters? Lie, Dick! It's not a factual lapse. What the hell is a factual lapse? It is a lie, Richard. Can't you say it? Can't you say, is there not a Democrat out there who can say lie? And Dennis Kucinich, I'm kind of pissed at you because you said that the statement erodes the credibility of this administration. No, it doesn't, Dennis. It is a lie. It is a lie upon a lie upon a lie that destroys a non-existent credibility of this filthy administration. What did Carl Levin say? Carl Levin called it something, too. Did Carl Levin call it a lie, or did Carl Levin back down at the last minute, too? We'll check and play it for you when we come back after this break. Am I pissed? I am enraged. Do you realize the problem we're facing in this country right now?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Walmart loses again in court, this time in a case that banned members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union from its stores. The Arkansas Supreme Court struck down an injunction issued in 2001. Not only did Walmart fail to prove union organizers irreparably harmed Walmart's ability to do business, but the county judge in Bentonville, Walmart's corporate home, overstepped his authority by making the ban nationwide in scope. That judge must rehear the case and either vacate the injunction completely or apply it only to stores in Arkansas.
Government ministers of the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu have begun a massive recruitment drive after firing more than 100,000 striking government employees. The sacked workers walked off the job on July 1st after the government unilaterally slashed employee pensions, citing a fiscal crisis. They were fired 4 days later after ministers invoked an emergency strike-breaking ordinance and began rounding up and arresting strike leaders. The newly unemployed workers have appealed to Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee for assistance. Meanwhile, a first wave of replacement workers took over today after agreeing never to join an employee union or association.
A strike over fuel prices in Nigeria continues, and the protests in the streets are getting ugly as police and soldiers shoot indiscriminately at crowds, killing at least 10 so far. Riots have begun in Nigeria's largest city, Lagos. President Bush is scheduled to visit Nigeria later this week as part of a quick tour of the African continent, and that has some strikers concerned that security forces may move to quickly kill the strike, in a very literal sense.
Contract talks between employees and managers at C&H Sugar soured over the weekend, prompting a strike of 400 union workers. Employees of the West Coast's only cane sugar refinery blast struck in 1995. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
To see why people would call you up, you really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
Yeah, that's Bush. We are facing a crisis right now. Now, I've got a couple of emails that said CBS and ABC on their nightly newscast on the television networks reported the story. I don't know to what degree they did. I wonder if they reported it as thoroughly and repetitiously as they reported Clinton's semen stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress. Or I wonder if they are using a little piece of video footage over and 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 over over and over and over and over and over and over and over over and over and over and over again, like they did with the rope line with Clinton and Monica hugging, of George Bush lying to the American people. Have you seen that bit of footage? I saw it just briefly when Kathy was tuned in to the Lou Dobbs report tonight. There was Bush, the lying bastard, at the State of the Union address, making his lie to the American people. But I haven't seen it played over and over and over and over and over and over, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, the way we saw
Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky at the rope line, 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 at the rope line. Have you? You would think, wouldn't you, that the Fourth Estate, that the electronic media, that Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and Wolf Blitzer and the rest of these people would say to their supervising producers, will you give me a piece of tape, a piece of tape, a piece of tape, a piece of tape that shows Bush, that shows Bush, that shows Bush over and over and over and over and over and over and over, over and over and over again, lying to the American people? Don't you think? After what these anchor people did to us? Over and over and over again with Clinton and Monica and Clinton and Monica and Clinton and Monica and Clinton and Monica at the rope line, 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 over and over and over and over and over and over. Wouldn't you think? Yeah, Bill Clinton lied about his oral sexcapades with his little Zoftig girlfriend. Oh, damn. And he was impeached. George Bush heaped lie upon lie, and thousands of people, including 200-plus Americans, have now died for this useless son of a bitch who occupies the Oval Office. What are we going to do about it? What are you and I? What are the American people going to do about it? What is the Democratic Party doing about it? What are brain-dead, immoral Republican Party leaders doing about it? What's the Christian Coalition doing about it? What's Focus on the Family and the Christian Action Network? What are they doing about it? What's the Chicago Tribune doing about it? What is the New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Houston Chronicle, New Orleans Picayune, Detroit Free Press? What are these newspapers doing? Are they demanding in tomorrow's edition that George Bush resign or be impeached? Well, I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow morning, won't we? Lie upon lie upon lie. Now, we will play for you in just a few minutes our Weapons of Mass Destruction Bush Crime Family Lies montage. This audio is also at MikeMalloy.com. We played it for you a few weeks ago, but not everyone listens to this program on a computer. Not everyone has a computer, so we're going to play it again probably next hour. Lie upon lie upon lie. Condoleezza Rice lied. George Bush lied. Dick Cheney lied. Rumsfeld lied. Wolfowitz lied. Ari Fleischer lied. Colin Powell lied. Every one of these bastards lied. And what was the result? A stain on their trousers? No. Dead human beings. Thousands in Iraq. A country in chaos. 200-plus Americans. More Americans dying as we speak. What are you and I doing about it? What is the Democratic Party doing about it? What is the Republican Party doing about it? We are in a very serious situation. Now, what do you suppose is going to happen from this point on? Are we going to get all heavily involved in the Kobe Bryant situation or the Lacey Peterson trial? Bless her poor dead soul. Are we going to wonder whatever happened to who's the little short actor who was accused of killing his wife and he's out on bail? Robert Blake. Are we? Is that where we're going? What are we? What's going to happen to this story? The president of the United States lied to the American public for the first time, probably in history, a categorical series of lies in the State of the Union message, which is not traditionally a place where you make known you are about to attack another country. And there he stood. This useless punk, this total failure, this draft-dodging deserter, this business failure, this jack-legged moron, took the United States into a war, the possible consequences of which could have been catastrophic. And he did it knowing that the evidence was fake, false, forged, a complete lie, a complete fabrication. He and his entire administration knew it. Every one of these sons of bitches that stood out there and said we're going to war for X, Y, and Z knew they were stating a lie. And what about the television networks? What about the editorial boards at the New York Times and the Washington Post that supported this?
Well, yeah, we think Saddam Hussein is really an evil bastard. You know, we support George W. Bush, and we think he ought to go to the Congress and perhaps go to the UN, but we just...
What about them? Huh? What about? What about our press? We have no political leadership. Opposition. Who will stand out there and say, George Bush, j'accuse, you lied? Who will say that? Oh, well, sure, we say it here, but so what? That doesn't mean squat. Doesn't mean squat. What did Gephardt say? I got to find this. I mean, here it is. What did Gephardt say? President Bush's factual lapse in his State of the Union address cannot be simply dismissed as an intelligence failure. A factual lapse? That's what he called it? What did my man Dennis Kucinich call it? Dennis Kucinich said this whole case, quote, erodes the credibility of the administration. Dennis, I expect weasel words coming out of the mouth of Dick Gephardt, but Dennis, you erodes the credibility? Hell, Terry McAuliffe was stronger than that, Dennis. Factual lapse? What am I calling? Ted Kennedy. Kennedy said, it's bad enough that such a glaring blunder became part of the president's case for war. It's far worse if the case for war was made by deliberate deception. Excuse me, Teddy? It's far worse if the case for war was made by deliberate deception. Kennedy, you know. Look, you've had two of your brothers gunned down. You know how this crap works. You understand it. What are you afraid of? Oh, that's right. You might get shot, too. Terry McAuliffe? No, this doesn't redeem Terry McAuliffe in my eyes, but by God, you got to give him credit. Terry McAuliffe said today, quote, this may be the first time in recent history that a president knowingly misled the American people during the State of the Union address. Either President Bush knowingly used false information in his State of the Union address or senior administration officials allowed the use of that information. This was not a mistake. It was no oversight and it was no error, end quote. Well, Terry, I guess that's better than nothing, but you're still a creep as far as I'm concerned. Kennedy went on to say, it's more important than ever that Congress conduct a real investigation into the use of intelligence sources as a justification for war. The American people, Kennedy says, deserve to know whether the president is making war and peace decisions based on reliable information. We cannot risk American lives because of shoddy intelligence or outright lies. Ooh, you're getting close to it, Teddy. You're getting close to it. Shoddy intelligence or outright lies. You're getting close, Teddy. Don't get too close. They'll kill you, too. They'll put a bullet in your fat ass head so quick, you'll be dead before you hit the kitchen pavement like your brother. Don't get too close, Teddy. Don't get too close. Tom Daschle urged, quote, a full investigation of the facts surrounding the situation be undertaken, the sooner the better, end quote. Woo, Tom, strong words. Strong words from a wimp from South Dakota. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with Kennedy and Gephardt and Daschle and McAuliffe and Dennis Kucinich? What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with them? Can none of them stand in front of a camera and say George W. Bush lied and led us into war and so far has cost the lives of more than 200 Americans and thousands of Iraqis? Do none of these Democrats have the courage to say this? Is there not one Democrat? Is there not one television news anchor or radio commentator who will call this exactly like it is? Is there not one? Is there just one Democratic leader? One. And is there one who will introduce a bill of impeachment and get these corrupt sons of bitches out of power? Is there one? Is there one single honorable person left in the United States House of Representatives? Just one. Or is this going to continue? Or are we all going to continue to play this game?
Well, Saddam was really a pretty evil guy. So, you know, all these mass graves they're finding, well, how about that? Now listen, what have you heard about the Lacey Peterson case? Who's on Oprah today?
Jesus. Now, Joe Wilson, the retired U.S. ambassador, whose CIA-directed mission to Niger in early 2002 destroyed the claim that Iraq had tried to obtain uranium there for nuclear weapons, has finally come out and said for the first time publicly that the United States and British officials ignored his findings and lied to the public in making the case for invading Iraq. This is a guy whose 23-year career included senior positions in Africa and Iraq. He was acting ambassador. He was the acting ambassador to Iraq in 1991. Who was president then? That's right. He said the false allegations that Iraq was trying to buy uranium oxide from Niger about 3 years ago were used by Bush and senior administration officials as a central piece of evidence to support their assertion that Iraq had reconstituted its nuclear weapons program. Dear God, this was in Sunday's Washington Post. What is the man saying? He is saying that Bush and all of his cohorts lied, 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 lied. So what are we going to do? In June, National Security Advisor Auntie Condoleezza Rice said on NBC's Meet the Press that top administration officials were unaware of the faked documents at the time of the State of the Union. Unaware. Can you believe this? She said, quote, maybe someone knew down in the bowels of the agency, but no one in our circles knew that there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery, end quote. That is a categorical lie. Bush doesn't go to the bathroom without Condoleezza Rice at his side. They all knew, every single one of them knew of the lies and the forgery. So what are we going to do? So what are we going to do? So what are we going to do? Huh? What's our media going to do? What is our Democratic Party leadership going to do? When did the senior officials from the Republican Party approach George Bush and say, Mr. President, you're going to have to leave office, the way they did with the other mass murderer, Dick Nixon? And if none of this comes to pass, if the media doesn't start grinding on this filthy administration, if the Democratic Party leadership doesn't, if the so-called moral arbiters and ethical determinists in this society, this culture, do not start calling for Bush's resignation and impeachment and jailing, do you understand what he did? For Christ's sake, do you understand what he did? He's
send hundreds of Americans and thousands of Iraqis to their deaths. If nobody does anything, then it's up to you and me, isn't it, Truth Seeker? So I ask you, what are we going to do?
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
On Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Okay. Calm down now. Sorry about that. I just really got thoroughly pissed, and it's very bad for my blood pressure. But on the other hand, I'm sure it makes for interesting radio. I've already gotten a couple of emails about that repetitious stuff about, Mike, why do you keep saying over and over and over and over? And but surely you understand why. I mean, how many times did you see Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky hug at the rope line, right? How many times have you seen George Bush spew his lies and his filth on the American public and the world, for that matter, at the State of the Union address? Twice? Wayne is calling from Seattle. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I think we're in the what's known as the limited hangout phase. You know, we're seeing this with Blair saying things like, well, gee, we shouldn't have used that 12-year-old paper by the graduate student without proper attribution of the source.
Right.
You know, we didn't put in the 45 minutes. Someone else must have done that and, you know, was faulty intelligence. And now we're going to hear Bush say, well, you know, I shouldn't have used that particular thing in the State of the Union. But as you pointed out, there are a lot of critical questions that aren't getting pursued. Like, no one's asking about, okay, what about the aluminum tubes?
Right.
You know, what about Powell using this so-called evidence from Great Britain? And the critical question that you alluded to is, who forged these documents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these questions aren't going to get pursued. And if I could draw a parallel, when the Warren Commission's, you know, fable didn't hold up, they convened the House Assassinations Committee, and they looked at some phony x-rays and some phony autopsy photos. And finally, when modern technology gave them an acoustical analysis of a Dictabelt recording, they had to say, well, gee, you know, maybe there was probably a conspiracy here. And they handed it over to the Department of Justice to pursue, which they didn't.
Right.
And then we hear books and, you know, the limited hangout of, well, the mafia did it. And the same thing, I think, will happen here. You know, we'll hear some, you know, admissions of bits and pieces, but the full story, the full truth won't come out, and eventually it will just get dropped by the media. And they'll hope it will go away.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And that's a sad commentary. It's a frightening commentary on where we are in this country, in this land of the free and home of the brave. Wayne, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, quick break. We'll be back. And coming up next hour, we're going to play our Weapons of Mass Destruction Administration Lies montage for you. Okay? Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A workplace shooting in Meridian, Mississippi has left at least six people dead. Sheriff's officials say an armed man walked into the Lockheed Martin plant and opened fire. Jim Myrick reports from Meridian.
At approximately 9:30 this morning at the Lockheed Martin Marietta plant just a few miles north of Meridian, a lone gunman, a disgruntled employee, entered the facility armed with a shotgun and, according to last report, maybe a semi-automatic weapon, taking six lives, including himself. And we have reports of eight other people injured right now. This is Jim Myrick reporting.
About 50 people gathered last night for a candlelight vigil on the Wabasha Street Bridge in St. Paul, Minnesota. They stood at the site where 24-year-old Naomi Gaines allegedly threw her 14-month-old twin boys into the Mississippi River before jumping in herself. A family friend says Gaines had a history of mental issues that were not properly treated.
Crying out for help, and she went to seek help, and they treated her for maybe a week or two at a time, and then they put her back in the home with the children, and now we have this.
According to police, Gaines said she did it because the children would be better off dead. She's charged with murder and attempted murder.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
The U.S. is running out of a precious resource in the war on bioterrorism. Experts. A new report says many of the federal government's biodefense specialists are about to retire, and there is a shortage of qualified people to replace them. The study conducted by the Partnership for Public Service says this leaves the federal government and the U.S. vulnerable if a major biological attack occurs. The report goes on to say that the vitality of our biodefense corps will spell the difference between bad outcomes and catastrophic ones. The group recommends the government hire more experts in the field of genetics, infectious disease medicine, and epidemiology. Questions are being raised over whether the man killed in last week's boat rage incident on Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota could have been saved. Rick Neustadt says when his cousin Ryan went into the water, the rescue was hindered because some people wanting to see the fireworks wouldn't move their boats.
I wanted to make a big sign and go out there next week and just hold it up as we're driving through there and just say, Ryan Neustadt's my cousin. Did you enjoy the fireworks, you know?
Authorities were not able to get a sonar boat into the cruiser's cove area until after the fireworks were over. The two men initially arrested in the case have since been released as prosecutors sort out the details.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Authorities in Bakersfield, California are searching for a man they believe may have shot and killed five members of the same family. Police Detective Mary DeGere says the individual is believed to be Vincent Brothers, the father of at least two of the three young children found slain alongside their mother and grandmother in a home this morning.
We need to find him. We need to either determine whether or not he's responsible or eliminate him completely as a suspect.
DeGere adds that the suspect is a vice principal of an elementary school. DeGere says witnesses said the man had an off-and-on relationship with the mother of the children, and he seems to be the logical suspect at this time. Tech stocks were the darling of Wall Street again today. Demand for technology sent the NASDAQ up 25 points to 1746. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted a modest gain of 6 points to 9223. The S&P 500 added 3 points to 1007. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. By the way, I appreciate your respecting our three-day rule, which means if you call in on day one, you can call back in on day three. It's not really a three-day rule. It's more like a two-day rule. But if you call in on Monday, we ask you not to call back until Wednesday, even though you just might be, I want to call. Just so that it loosens up the phone lines a little bit and lets folks who normally can't get through, get through. Okay? We are talking about the proof that Bush knowingly lied and caused our sons and a few of our daughters and our husbands and our fathers, led them to the slaughter in Iraq. It makes his bring him on comment this week all the more horrific, doesn't it? Thousands of Iraqis dead. An entire generation now of Iraqis who were living under the heel of Saddam Hussein now have transferred their whatever hatred they had for Saddam Hussein to the United States of America, to you, to me. We can sit here and go on and on, and I'm not. I'm going to come to your phone calls and see what you've got to say. But we're in some kind of a parallel universe here, where 5 years ago we could impeach a sitting president because he lied about oral sex with his girlfriend, and here we are now with a really lying president. A true liar, a pathological, murderous liar who has sent thousands of people to their deaths, and he doesn't give a damn. He doesn't give a damn. And nobody in his administration gives a damn. Nobody. They look at the American people with utter contempt. We don't exist. Just keep providing our votes and our sons and our fathers and brothers and husbands and a few of our daughters and mothers and wives for the glorification of Halliburton and Carlyle Group and Imperial America. That's where we are. And again, I'll keep asking until there is change in this country or until I lose my job. But it's very simple. Why do you and I, why does America tolerate these people to remain in office? Okay. Jerry is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Jerry.
Good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Pretty good. This has more to do with what you're getting ready to play regarding the weapons of mass destruction, but several years ago, Frontline aired a very good program on Iran-Contra, and of course, it's the same cast of characters involved today.
Sure.
And what they pointed out was that the method of operation was obfuscation, and how well that they used that in the Iran-Contra ordeal, because the Iran and Contra scandals were actually two different scandals.
Right.
Iran was trading arms for hostages. The Contras was trading guns for drugs.
And the genius of Oliver North linked it all together.
Yes. And then they got a committee, the Iran-Contra committee, that basically ran around trying to tie up very loose ends. And that's why they claimed in the Frontline episode that they never got together. But I think that that's what we're getting ready to set ourselves up for. I think the rest of the world knows that the weapons of mass destruction issue is primarily what, I mean, Saddam did not just use it on the Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
He primarily used the gas on the Iranians during the war.
Right, the war of attrition between Iraq and Iran.
Yes, right. And it was this administration or the people now playing that sold him that. Those weapons.
Oh, yeah. The Reagan administration and all the filthy pigs who ran it and who now run this administration were just thrilled. After the 1979 hostage taking of U.S. Personnel at the Iranian embassy, when Iraq tried to steal Iran's oil and they went to war, when Iraq invaded Iran, the Reagan-Bush administrations were just, you talk about stains on their underwear, they were just thrilled. They were just absolutely thrilled to provide anything. You want germs to fight the Iranians? Here's germs. You want
gas?
Here's gas. You want sarin? Here.
Sarin gas.
Yeah.
Right. Right, and there's a series of articles right now appearing in the New York Times. There's also some very good articles in the New York Review of Books in the last 2 months that talk about, for instance, the looting that has now gone on these sites. What if maybe the motive of the reason why they're not finding anything is because they're trying to cover up the information of this administration's involvement with the WMDs?
Sure.
For that reason, I think what we ought to get ourselves prepared for is they're going to introduce, again, forged documents. Because right now they know it's okay to lie during the State of the Union address to the American people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not like lying to Jackie Judd in the press room,
yeah.
You know, over your semen stain on the dress.
Right, exactly. I'm worried that they will engineer another attack on this country. I'm worried that these psychopaths are already cooking up something like Operation Northwoods from the Kennedy administration. Not that our Joint Chiefs of Staff are psychopathic like the Joint Chiefs of Staff was under Lyman Lemnitzer during the Kennedy years, but the Operation Northwoods, where they were going to bomb and kill American citizens in American cities and then blame it on Fidel Castro.
Yeah, on Fidel. Well, you know, it's interesting, Mike. I don't know if you recall, and again, I mentioned this before on this... when the Clinton scandal broke, I remember on ABC, it was the night Jackie Judd interrupted. She was in Cuba.
Yeah, for the Pope's visit.
For the Pope's visit with Castro.
Right.
And, you know, he's just so fun to use, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Ciao.
All right, sir. Now, before we go back to your call, first of all, I you know, Jerry triggered something in my mind there about the Iran-Contra thing. You know, we are holding 600, 700, 800 people in dog cages in Guantanamo. Imagine how many of those people were just swept up. Maybe they were fighters. Maybe they were Taliban fighters. Maybe they are guilty of crimes against Afghan women. Maybe they're guilty of nothing. Maybe they're just sheep herders or goat herders who were swept up in a U.S. raid, a CIA raid. Maybe they're totally innocent. Compare these presumed innocent individuals sitting in dog cages in Guantanamo with this filthy, disgusting disgrace to the United States Marine Corps, Oliver North. Oliver North, who was directly, like so many in the Bush crime family, responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Central Americans. Directly responsible. He's another one that hell is waiting for with his fake, phony-ass Christianity. He's another one, Oliver North. But consider Oliver North, who was convicted of minor charges and then had them overturned on appeal because his testimony had been immunized. His testimony before the Congress had been immunized, so it couldn't be used against him. It wasn't that there was no case against him. He was a traitorous, treasonous, disgusting disgrace to the United States Marine Corps. And in a just, fair society, Oliver North would still be in prison for what he did in the 80s. Compare Oliver North to some illiterate Afghan sheepherder sitting, if he's still sane, in a dog cage in Guantanamo at Camp X-Ray, or whatever the hell it's called now, awaiting his military tribunal to sentence him to death if Paul Wolfowitz decides that is what is to happen. And Oliver North ran for the Senate in Virginia. Oliver North is on television. Oliver North has a radio show. Oliver North, you see. We have hit a slime pit that we hit during the Reagan years, just a slime pit, a pit of imagine a mass grave. Hundreds or thousands of bodies dumped into a mass grave somewhere in Olpica country, El Salvador. And then over all those hundreds of thousands of bodies, tons of lime dumped in. While the perpetrators try to hide the evidence of their mass killing. Now imagine that covered over with dirt and left alone for 3 or 4 months. And then imagine bulldozers coming and removing the dirt. And imagine the slime that would be in that pit. It is covered in that slime that the Bush administration operates. Covered in it. A stench that could be smelled on Mars. And they're in control of this country. Somebody sent this to me. I don't think I'll have to wait until after the next break. Let's do this. Nadine is calling, our Honolulu Bureau Chief. Hey, Nadine.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Well, first off, I would like to give you some hope here. First off, it has gotten some play in the media.
Yeah.
In fact, ABC News led the news with it, and they used the L word.
Well, good. They did use the they said lie?
Yes.
Did they say Bush lied?
Yeah, I've been monitoring Democratic Underground all morning and all afternoon. I've been seeing the reports from the field, as it were. The other thing is that Buchanan actually got into a press's face because press actually used the L word.
Uh-huh.
So they are actually closing lines here because they know that this is way too big. Now, what I think is going on, and it is only a gut feeling, is that we're basically seeing a sea change in America. and we're basically starting to see a move away from these liars and thugs. And the American extreme right is going to wish this was a truce with Monica when this is over.
Well, I hope you're right, Nadine.
Whether they get impeached or not is not what matters. Oh, and another thing. People should start checking the board that you have around either Saturday night or Sunday.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that you think the Democrats are not fighting back? They're not doing it in the open.
Okay. I'll pass.
But there's going to be another one of those media alerts put out for people to basically blast another one of our media whores. Whoa. The last one was our boy from Meet the Press.
That's right. That's right.
He did not enjoy it.
There's the music. Nadine, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Sherwood Baylert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours. Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress, or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden, no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator, who just retired, opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Okay, I want to share this with you before we go back to your calls. This will just take a second. This was sent to me. It's a letter. It's making its way around the internet from a soldier's father. Well, I shouldn't say it's making its way around the internet at all. I believe it was published in the Nashville Tennessean, but it is coming to me via a correspondent on the net. Here's what the father writes. My son is in the U.S. Army and currently stationed in Baghdad. I hear from him every 3 or 4 days. He is like most of the young men and women who went to fight over there, inasmuch as he was proud to go and achieve what President Bush said was necessary. I have seen his attitude take a U-turn during the last month. At first he was saying, I wonder why we are not doing this or that to help make life better for our soldiers. Then he started to wonder why we were not doing more to help the Iraqi people, who are suffering under terrible conditions. Not enough water or food, no electricity most of the time, a terrible shortage of medical supplies and medical staff. Basically, they are living like animals. Then he started to worry about the safety of our troops in the area. He says they are sitting ducks and easy targets for Iraqis bent on gaining revenge for slain family members and by those who hold the U.S. responsible for the terrible conditions they find themselves in. Yesterday, he had a different message altogether. It was, get us out of here now. There is nothing we can do to pacify the Iraqi people except get out of their country and allow them to restore order in whatever way they wish. And allow me to give you his remarks when he was informed of President Bush's brash comment saying, bring him on. My son said, myself and every last man in my unit are deeply offended that our president would make such a statement inviting us to be attacked. President Bush has lost the respect of every soldier I've spoken to because of his speaking those irresponsible words. Those words spread like wildfire among the troops. We are here because he ordered us to be here. And now for him to make such a ridiculous statement inviting violence toward us causes us to lose respect for him and his judgment. We are learning that we never should have come here in the first place. Believe me, Dad, there is a completely different attitude now. The fact that the president gave rich people a tax cut and didn't do anything for military families is hurtful. Where there was once pride and satisfaction in defeating an enemy, there is now regret and shame. God bless America, your loving son, Donnie. Bring him on. Bring him on, the cowardly deserter, George Walker Bush, sitting in his climate-controlled 72-degree White House, well-fed, nothing to worry about, while over in Iraq, young American men and young American women are sitting there in 120-degree Fahrenheit temperatures, dealing with spiders and scorpions and snakes and death! And the son of a bitch says, bring him on. Bring him on, he says. It's an outrage. It is an outrage. And how much longer are we going to tolerate it?
Now I ain't no fan of Saddam Hussein. say no, please don't get me wrong. If it's freeing the Iraqi people, you're after them. Why have we waited so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer. So why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all...
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A huge reserve of carbon is locked away in the Arctic, but rising temperatures could open it up. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. The Arctic environment is what scientists call a carbon sink. The tundra accumulates carbon-rich organic matter in a layer of peat. The cold climate keeps the peat from decomposing, so the carbon stays put. But geochemist Anne Giblin of the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, says the peat could release that carbon into the air as the Arctic climate warms up.
There's a lot of carbon tied up in organic matter, and the feeling was that it's there because it's cold and it's wet. So now we have to think about, under a warming scenario, if it's going to be a warmer world, perhaps a drier world, what will be the fate of this carbon? If now we start seeing melting of permafrost, we start seeing drying, we start seeing enhanced decomposition, we have potentially a very large source of carbon that can be released to the atmosphere.
Giblin says the additional carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would cause the world to warm even more. Scientists are concerned because the Arctic is already warming faster than other parts of the globe. Temperatures there have risen by 5 degrees over the past century.
When we look back at the climate record, the last 10,000 years have actually been among the most stable that we think the globe has seen in a long, long time, maybe ever. So we were in sort of an unusually stable period. Now, through CO2 emissions, we are forcing the global climate in a very strong way, and it will have consequences we might not be able to anticipate and we might not necessarily like.
Giblin is running experiments in Alaska to study the locked-away carbon. She uses greenhouses to raise the temperature on small parcels of tundra. So far, the carbon has stayed in place, but the tundra plots are changing. Giblin says plants accustomed to warmer temperatures are replacing native vegetation. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
27 before the hour. Bob is calling from Longview, Texas. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mike. Excellent show.
Thank you.
Mike, where can I get a copy of that letter from the Santos father?
I'm going to post it at my website tonight. There's a link on the bottom. So like I do every night, just go to MikeMalloy.com. Now you may have to wait till in the morning because we usually don't get to this till about 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
Yes, sir.
And I'll have it's on the main page. You go to MikeMalloy.com, scroll down just a little bit. It'll say recent program topics. Is that what it says, Kathy? And I'll have something there. It'll be clearly indicated that that's what you're looking for. Click on it. It'll take you right to the story with the link and everything else.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Does Kathy answer your phones?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She has a great voice.
Yes, she does. I'm trying to get her a paying job.
Mike, do you agree that we live in a fascist state?
A fascist state?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's an easy phrase for me to toss out there, but Mussolini said one time, don't call it fascism, call it corporatism, because that's what it is. And based on what Mussolini, whose fascism Hitler modeled himself on, you remember Mussolini came to power in the late teens, early 20s, when Hitler was still some punk trying to recover from World War One.
Right.
And Mussolini was the one who said, don't call it fascism, call it corporatism, because that's what it is. Based on that, yeah, we're there.
And Mike, both sides of the Congress, then they're bought and paid for.
Absolutely.
Because when Dan Rather was recently interviewed by the BBC, he said they couldn't ask the tough questions.
That's right.
He was afraid to lose his job, but he's not afraid to turn his back and allow our troops to die.
Yeah, I hear that.
I think, let me ask you, what about the idea? You were asking for an idea regarding what we can do. How about we collectively, gather some money, take out ads in newspapers throughout the country? Would that be too costly?
There are organizations doing that now. TomPaine.com is one of them. It's an idea. I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure exactly what to do at this point. I've never lived in a country. Or let me rephrase that. I've only lived here. I've never lived in a situation where I can feel my country being taken away from me. And I feel powerless almost to do anything about it.
But Mike, your comments reach to the bone. And I believe if you can get that message, you're getting the Internet has opened a worldwide groundswell, I believe. But if you can get the message through the news media, through the paper, through the rest of the public, I got to believe that they'll begin to pay attention. And if there's a large enough groundswell, I believe the politicians will then jump on the bandwagon.
Well, that's a possibility. I wish I had answers, but Bob, I'm mostly like you. I've got questions.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Have we got time to do this? Okay. Now, if you're on hold, stay there. I want to hear what you got to say. By the way, we have two open lines. 800-TALK-YES. Another reason so few Americans perhaps are not willing to express our outrage about the lies of these thugs is because this administration has kept society, this country as a whole, kind of in a state of low-grade terror. Terrorized us. It's not like having a fever of 104 where, your doctor's ready to say, well, you better come in here. It's like having a fever of 101. It's not going to kill you, but you're sick. That's what these bastards have done. If we're constantly afraid of terrorist attacks, we are willing as a group to trade truth for the illusion of security. Now, this is more the evil genius of Karl Rove at work, manipulating the American psyche. Fear equal control. We know this. We know this. Just like the leading Nazi said, who was it that said it? I think it was Goebbels. All right, I want to play this for you. Here they are. Here's the Gang of Five. Rumsfeld, Bush, Rice, Powell, Fleischer.
Ago, UN inspectors concluded that Iraq had failed to amount for large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. In last month's declaration, Iraq again failed to account for those weapons.
Biological weapons, with respect to chemical weapons, we know they not only have had them, but that they've used them.
The real threat to peace is Saddam Hussein and his possession of weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
We're resting our case on the fact that Saddam Hussein has developed weapons of mass destruction, has them in his possession.
We just discovered undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
What happened to the 26,000 liters of anthrax? What happened to the botulin? What happened to the 1.5, 1.5 tons of VX? What happened to the sarin? Proof that he is not disarmed.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that.
The declaration that he made is proof positive that he has withheld information about his weapons of mass destruction program.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
It's because Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, and that is the core of the issue.
We're threatened by the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Every free nation is a potential target.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view, that Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Saddam Hussein must disarm himself of all weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He's not disarming. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He is a danger to the world. We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq doesn't look like that. Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's illegal weapons programs.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. If that information is inaccurate, fine. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target. I can't discuss all intelligence information. And of course, we have already had the successes in finding the bio, the bio trucks.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option.
The United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime of weapons of mass destruction.
War is the only option to protect the American people in the region and the world from Saddam Hussein, who is not disarmed.
Iraq will be disarmed.
There's a smoking gun, and it involves weapons of mass destruction. They're within 15 minutes of having a nuclear weapon.
We don't know to what extent there may or may not be weapons of mass destruction used. We don't know exactly how long it would take to find weapons of mass destruction and destroy them.
There's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful. It's simply not knowable.
I am pleased with the progress that we're making in the early stages of the war to rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is a war to go after one regime led by Saddam Hussein that possesses weapons of mass destruction that can take the lives of millions.
We've destroyed the base of a terrorist group in northern Iraq that sought to attack America and Europe with deadly poisons. 1 month ago, that country was an arsenal of weapons. Today, the world is safer. Taking every action we can to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons.
terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. What we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case.
And there is not a doubt but that we will, over a period of time, find people who can tell us where to go look for those things.
We have high confidence that Iraq did indeed have weapons of mass destruction, and nothing has changed our confidence that they will be found. We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
It obviously is important to find them. Those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, and it's hard to find them if they're buried under rubble. We don't know. We've got a good group of people, this interagency group, CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, working out there, and they're collecting things, they're looking for things. You'll be told if we do find something. So, in good time.
But we are not a third-rate intelligence agency. There is nothing doctored in those tapes or in anything else we presented.
I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate and will be proved to be accurate.
Already we are seeing important progress in Iraq. Oil, Iraqi oil, is flowing again.
It does not relate to oil. I mean, it just plain doesn't. The vast majority of Iraq's oil fields were not burned. And the country's oil wealth has been preserved.
Well, and that entire notion is nothing but nonsense. It's the stuff of conspiracy theories, and I don't deal in that. We do indeed have concerns about a country that is awash in gas and oil.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. I had frequently talked about the southern oil fields, or oil fields in general, and at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
I certainly had nothing to do with providing any chemicals or biologicals or any kind of weapons to Iraq.
I had nothing to do with helping Saddam Hussein and his regime against Iran.
Nonsense. It has nothing to do with oil. Literally nothing to do with oil.
It's astonishing, isn't it? It is absolutely astonishing that the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the President's spokesman, and the President of the United States would together conspire to defraud the American public, to defraud the population of the planet, to send thousands of Iraqis to their deaths, and at this point, more than 200 Americans to their deaths. It is astonishing when you hear 9 minutes, that's how long that was, 9 minutes, that's all, of lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. And now, this pissant White House and its pissant spokesman, Ari Fleischer, has issued a pissant retraction of what George W. Bush said in the State of the Union address. What about the other lies? You just heard them. What about those? When does Condoleezza Rice claim her lies? When does Rumsfeld? When does Cheney? When does Bush himself? When does Colin Powell, when do these people stand up and say, you know, every one of us is a liar. Every one of us conspired to defraud the American public, to lie to the global public, to send thousands of Iraqis to their deaths, and so far more than 200 Americans. Why did we do this? Because we can. That's why. Now, Carl Levin, the ranking minority member the Armed Services Committee, told Lou Dobbs' fill-in tonight, Jan Hopkins, when she asked, what's your reaction to the White House retraction? Senator Levin said,
well, I'm glad that the retraction came, but what is deeply troubling, of course, is now the fact that the intelligence community kept to itself, apparently, because that's what Condi Rice said, critical information for almost a year, which was then used first by the State Department, then by the President in the State of the Union address to give the impression that Iraq was creating this nuclear program.
Close, Senator Levin, but no cigar. Because the intelligence community did not keep this information secret for almost a year. Close, Senator Levin, but no cheroot, because the intelligence community gave this information to the Bush crime family. And they knew it, and they continued the lies, and they committed this nation to war.
Why do you lie? Why do you lie? Don't let your weakness show.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer. at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steffen and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Five before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. By the way, that montage we just played for you, Kathy put that together. It's titled Wargate and War, W-A-R, Wargate. And you can find it, and you can download it, and you can have it. It's at, go to MikeMalloy.com. When you get to the main page, click on the gallery. Go into the gallery, and it's there. It's called Wargate. And it's in MP3 format. You just, or real audio. Stream, however, download it, put it on a CD, play, you know, I don't care what you do with it. Once we do something on this program, it becomes, as far as I'm concerned, public domain. But if you want to hear that at your leisure, just go to MikeMalloy.com, go into the gallery, and there it is, Wargate. Darren is calling from Flagstaff, Arizona. Darren, thanks for holding on. I apologize for the delay. I know this is your first time calling the program. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, well, first of all, I really enjoyed that soundbite. I want to thank you for thinking outside the box, which is so important these days.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to – you reminded me. I was just watching Fox News, and the debate about basically recalling the statement that Bush made and the State of the Union address was basically debated between Sean Hannity and Casper Weinberger. So that's how
– that's fair and balanced. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my God.
One of the main reasons I called was I'm an educator, and one of the first things I learned in college, I had to take a psychology class for education, and one of the key things you learn before you go and you are allowed to teach, because there's so much power involved with learners,
right,
that you is learned helplessness. I really feel that this state, our country as a whole right now, is in a state of learned helplessness.
That's an excellent, excellent point, Darren.
It just really occurred to me, and why I think it rung a bell in me tonight was when I talked to my father. I just got off the phone with my father before I called your show, and I asked him what he thought about this, you know, the lies that are coming out now, and he just kind of dismissed it as, oh, that shouldn't have been in there. They retracted it. It's not a big deal. There's such a blind hindsight going on right now.
I don't understand that. From, I'm sure your father is an intelligent, caring man. He raised you. He, I'm sure he's a decent person.
He is. And you know what? What's so weird is he has been very opposed to the war. He's a very conservative person, but he's been very opposed to the war. But
Maybe it's just too much to take. Let me ask you something, Darren. We have a break here. Can you hold on one more time?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. We'll come back right after this break, and then we're going to move on. Oops, Darren, I'm sorry. I just cut Darren off. I do it every time. Darren, if you're listening on your computer, please call back in. Oh, jeez. I apologize. Oh, God, give me a break. We'll be back.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A workplace shooting in Meridian, Mississippi has left at least 6 people dead. Sheriff's officials say an armed man walked into the Lockheed Martin plant and opened fire. Jim Myrick reports from Meridian.
At approximately 9:30 this morning at the Lockheed Martin Marietta plant just a few miles north of Meridian, a lone gunman, a disgruntled employee, entered the facility armed with a shotgun and, according to last report, maybe a semi-automatic weapon, taking 6 lives, including himself. And we have reports of 8 other people injured right now. This is Jim Myrick reporting.
Authorities in Bakersfield, California, are searching for a man they believe may have shot and killed 5 members of the same family. Police Detective Mary Begare says the individual is believed to be the father of at least 2 of the 3 young children found slain alongside their mother and grandmother in a home this morning. She adds that the suspect is a vice principal of an elementary school. Begare says witnesses have said the man had an on-and-off relationship with the mother of the children, and he seems to be the logical suspect at this time. President Bush is in South Africa, the second leg of his 5-nation trek to the African continent. Bush visits historic Gori Island in Senegal yesterday. That's where many Africans were held captive before boarding slave ships to America. Bush called it a place where liberty and life were stolen and sold. He added one of the greatest migrations in history was also one of the greatest crimes in history.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Legislative Democrats in Connecticut are continuing to hold out hope that state employee unions will play a role in any budget agreement. Republicans have remained firm in opposing tax increases in the budget talks, and Democrats have rallied against more spending cuts. Senate President Pro Tem Kevin Sullivan says union concessions could close the gap without either side having to give any more, and the GOP has agreed to talk about it.
If there's even a scintilla of possibility, and I'm not suggesting there is or there isn't, but I think everyone said maybe skeptical, maybe doubtful, but yeah, let's have a time somewhere this week where we take a look at that.
The only problem is that Governor John Rowland has no interest in trying to extract further concessions. Rowland says the layoffs early this year and early retirement program have resulted in $300 million in real savings, and he has no plans to negotiate further with the unions.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
A U.S. district judge in Detroit has dealt a blow to the government's case against Sacramento Kings player Chris Webber. The Detroit Free Press reports that the judge today barred prosecutors from mentioning to jurors the $280,000 Webb allegedly received from former University of Michigan booster Ed Martin. Webber is charged with lying to a grand jury investigating Martin about money allegedly given to Webber when he played for Michigan. The judge has also barred handwritten notes allegedly written by Martin detailing money he gave to Webber and other U of M players. The evidence is considered important in place of testimony from Martin, who has since died. The judge ruled the evidence is now hearsay in light of Martin's death. The case is scheduled to go to trial next week. It was tech stocks leading the way on Wall Street again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 6 points to 92.23. The NASDAQ was up 25 points to 17.46. The S&P 500 added 3 points to 10.07. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is iAmerica Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sex and the single driver. No, it's not the latest Triple X film or a video on golf swings. And you'll never guess its producer, director. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
Sex and the single driver is a favorite feature of insurance companies. And if you're a middle-aged, married female, you're the star of this show. Yes, statistics show younger drivers are involved in more fatalities than mature adults. And singles have less safe driving records than those in wedding bliss. And here's the clincher, gentlemen. Males are deadlier drivers than females. In fact, a National Safety Council survey found fatal accident rates were 63% higher for men. So ladies, start your engines and enjoy the spotlight. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Darren, I apologize. That's not a nice way to welcome somebody to the program, is to hang up on them.
No, but I've this is the first time actually I've ever gotten to listen to you, so I've really enjoyed the program.
Well, thank you. I do apologize. I'm glad you called right back in. Sometimes I'll hit the wrong button. I just no excuse. Just I'm sorry.
Well, you've been a pleasure to listen to. I just wanted to say a couple of things. I think that the media has become the new weapon of mass destruction. However, I do think it can be used in good ways. Unfortunately, right now it is being used in the corporate mainstream for just not very good reasons.
Right.
It's so hard because, you know, I have to find people like you. You can't find me, the mainstream, I mean the public.
Yeah.
You know, I have to actually put the effort and the time in to get on the internet and search, you know, websites to find you.
I understand.
Most people can't do that today. You know, they turn on the television, they got three choices, you know, or not even that anymore.
That's right.
Of where they get their news and where they get their information. And it's I think that has just such power and such control over what's going on today in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this program is way too edgy. I've been on.
What about Michael Savage?
he's a real American. But you know, I've worked in major markets, Atlanta, Chicago. I worked for ABC. I had a 4-year long radio program at WLS out of Chicago. But what I do is too difficult for program directors or station managers to tolerate. For the most part, they are cowardly or they are corporate drones, and they do exactly what they're told. And it's a shame. My program is liberal, but it's certainly not leftist. I mean, most of the people that listen to this program who are real leftists kind of laugh. They say, well, it's good theater, Malloy, but, you know, you're really not on the left where you belong. You're kind of a liberal. And my answer to that is just simply, I'm a blue-collar Democrat. I was brought up a certain way to believe certain things, and I have found over the course of my life that what I was taught to believe are valid.
And there's
no reason to change my belief system. If it works, if it has proven to me to be ethical and moral and just, then why would I want to change it? There's no reason to go further left. There's damn sure no reason to go right. So just to stay where my little city culture, the city I grew up in, my neighborhood culture, my family culture, what I learned has worked for me, but for some reason this program is such a threat to radio station programmers. I don't know what they're afraid of, but that's the reason you have to find me, and that's a bitch. I wish that weren't the case, but it is.
You know what? I'll tell you, Mike. It's really worth it, though. It is, and the reward is getting to see more amazing talk radio shows coming out, getting to talk to people like you, and beginning to not feel so isolated and alone. As I felt the last 18 months.
Well, thank God Al Gore invented the internet, eh?
Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
I hope to talk to you again sometime.
I hope you'll call in again.
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. A couple of emails here. Christine is our Upper East Side Bureau Chief, right? I'm pretty sure. Isn't that right, Christine? She just sent me this. It's from the AP, Associated Press. It was posted about an hour ago. In reference to the White House admission today regarding the lies of pre-war intelligence, John Kerry said the following, quote, "The Bush administration doesn't get honesty points for belatedly admitting what had been apparent to the world for some time, that emphatic statements made on Iraq were inaccurate," end quote. And Christine writes, "He didn't just say honesty points, did he?" And then she writes, "What are we going to do? I'm at a loss. I don't think I can endure another whitewash by the press. Every day I wake up and wait for someone, anyone to speak out, and equally as important for someone to listen and to do something. To stay sane, I just can't get my hopes up. I've learned my lesson." You know, Mike, that so many of us in New York are still hanging on to hope for some kind of September 11th investigation, some September justice for our friends and our firefighters. We're still waiting, and it's still devastating. Christine, New York. Honesty points? So here's John Kerry's powerhouse of a statement. The Bush administration doesn't get honesty points for belatedly admitting what had been apparent to the world for some time, that emphatic statements made on Iraq were inaccurate. Emphatic statements made on Iraq were inaccurate. Why is it impossible, apparently, for any Democrat to use the three-letter word lie? Why? Does anybody know? Can anybody explain this to me? Is there something, is there a genetic deficiency in someone who is a Democrat who wants to be a political candidate that they cannot stand there and fight for this country by exposing the lies and the treasonous acts of the Bush administration? Cannot John Kerry? Cannot Gephardt? Cannot Dennis Kucinich? Cannot Howard Dean? Cannot any of these people? Stop using this language! Honesty points? Inaccuracies? God! I don't know. It's like every single Democrat. I realize we've got a couple of candidates that have powerful rhetoric. Bless them for it. Man, they get you stirred up, don't they? But why do we not seem to have one single out of nine? For Christ's sake, even Al Sharpton won't do it. And say, look, America, they lied. They sent Americans to their grave. They sent thousands of Iraqis to Iraqi hell. They have butchered a country. They have killed people. They are slaughtering Americans as we speak. Based on lie upon lie upon lie. Why will nobody, none of these people, none of these Democrats, say it like that? Now, I said earlier in the program about how difficult it is for Americans to express outrage. Jeremy emails us in. It is funny that you say that. It's not true that we're not able to express our outrage. We see evidence of outrage every day on the road, every day in the courts and prisons, every day in the streets of America, every day in the country's capital. The outrage finds expression in ways we cannot even map. But the outrage of feeling that your country is slipping away and there's nothing you can do about it is everywhere apparent. Rage is expressed for reasons not even known to those who express it, because people like those in the Bush administration have removed most real people from the joy of the sense of contributing to the course of their own nation. They have perverted the entire notion of democratic participation and stripped most of us even of the desire to vote. We are as violent as we are compared to Canada, for example, because we are the most frustrated citizens on the face of the planet. We live in a country that professes, even flaunts, the freedom and unity and power and altruism and constitution and possibilities of our ideals and principles. Yet despite this, we seem in so many ways to be most deficient in our ability to effect change, to feel actively involved in the vision of our society. It's an unfortunate, paradoxical, inverse relationship. Boy, I wish I could talk like that. Jeremy, yeah! I wish I could write like that. Damn. We live in a country that professes, even flaunts, the freedom and unity and power and altruism and constitution and possibilities of our ideals and principles. Yet despite this, we seem in so many ways to be most deficient in the ability to effect change, to feel actively involved in the vision of our society. It's an unfortunate, paradoxical, inverse relationship. Ow!
Damn, that's good.
I'll guarantee you Jeremy's a writer. Thank you, Jeremy. Okay, philosopher. William, our North Carolina Bureau Chief, is checking in. William, you've been holding on since God was a teenager. Bless you.
Thank you. I want to just tell you everything you're saying is right on, as usual. The hypocrisy is just incredible.
It almost makes you want to gag, doesn't it?
It's amazing. Not just this situation, but the Enron and all the other stuff that has just been pushed aside.
Yeah.
Put it all together. I mean, the smoking guns of all the stuff that this guy has done is just incredible.
It is mind-boggling. The Cheney energy thing, the destruction of the state of California as payback because California went Democratic, the bankrupting of state governments. I mean, it just goes on and on. The misuse of the military, the disrespect of our veterans. Jesus, where do you stop with this gang?
That's it. You know,
it's just one major, great big things. We're not talking about a stain on a dress. We're not talking about oral sex in the afternoon with a girlfriend. Look what this guy has done. Jesus, it's stunning.
And people are still calling C-SPAN and thanking God and requesting people to get on their knees. Well, they certainly want people to get on their knees now.
Yeah, don't they?
They didn't like it when Clinton was in office.
No, they didn't like that. That kind of knee getting on is, I don't know, it's bad. I've never thought it was bad. I've always thought it was great. But now they want people to pray for Bush, huh? I'll pray him into hell.
Yep.
You know, I'll be happy to pray this phony-ass Christian into his phony-ass hell. I've got no problem with that at all. Dear God, please send him to hell now.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Want to say hi to Mom? Mom in Iowa. She's a dedicated listener, and she's out there.
Well, so. What's Mom's first name?
June.
Hey, June. I've got your son on here. Thank you, William.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Just because you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday, from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
So they're coming to take me away.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, pathetic. Too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You hate
and
me?
I have something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad. You know, the stunning part of the comments, or let me rephrase it, a stunning aspect of the reaction by some of these leading so-called Democrats, Kerry, Gephardt, Levin, I don't know if Lieberman has made a statement yet or not, Daschle. And not Levin so much, not Kucinich so much, and I'm not playing favorites here. I really am not, okay? I got in Kucinich's case a little bit earlier in the program because his statement does seem a little bit mild, but I'm expecting a lot more from him. I'm expecting a lot more from Dean. I expect nothing. Sorry. Kerry fans, I'm sorry. Support your man. Vote for him. Work for him. Send him money. But as far as I'm concerned, I expect nothing from these people. Nothing. But what I get from them is just shocking, absolutely shocking. It's almost if these senators knew the intel was wrong, then why did they vote to give Bush permission to commit mass murder? And if they didn't know the intel was wrong, then the question is, why didn't they? What in the Christ are they doing in the Senate? What is their function? What are they supposed to do, senators and members of the House? Respond to lobbyists? Yes, Mike, that's what they're supposed to do. Wake up, talk show boy. Of course that's all they're supposed to do. Do you think, Mike Malloy, that representatives and senators are supposed to understand what is funneling into the government and why the government then makes subsequent decisions? Is that what you think, talk radio show boy? Are you stupid? Yeah, I guess so. So Gephardt, Kerry, the rest of you people who are expressing your outrage over the lies, I'm sorry, fellas. I know you put your pants on one leg at a time like the rest of us, okay? But I expect that a United States by God senator who votes votes in favor of giving a psychopath like George Bush the power to use nuclear weapons if he wants to, that you crazy, irresponsible bastards will understand what your decision is based on. Is that asking too much, senators? Is it? Is it? That before you vote for some abomination like the USA Patriot Act, you understand what you're doing. I'm sorry, guys. I don't buy your weak-kneed excuses now or your little snide comments directed at this criminal, filthy administration. Your little snide comments. Honesty points? Is that what Kerry said? The Bush administration doesn't get honesty points based on the fact that they are unreconstructed demonic liars. Is that what you're trying to say, John? Can the word just not come out of your rich guy throat? Here it is, John. Liar. Can you try that, Mr. Kerry? You got too much goddamn ketchup, excuse me. Ketchup stuck in your throat? Liar. Try that. Liar. Well, I'm going to use that word one time too many, and I'm not going to have a program left. I apologize again. I really do. I'm sorry. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm. You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Walmart loses again in court, this time in a case that banned members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union from its stores. The Arkansas Supreme Court struck down an injunction issued in 2001. Not only did Walmart fail to prove union organizers irreparably harmed Walmart's ability to do business, but the county judge in Bentonville, Walmart's corporate home, overstepped his authority by making the ban nationwide in scope. That judge must rehear the case and either vacate the injunction completely or apply it only to stores in Arkansas.
Government ministers of the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu have begun a massive recruitment drive after firing more than 100,000 striking government employees. The sacked workers walked off the job on July 1st after the government unilaterally slashed employee pensions, citing a fiscal crisis. They were fired 4 days later after ministers invoked an emergency strike-breaking ordinance and began rounding up and arresting strike leaders. The newly unemployed workers have appealed to Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee for assistance. Meanwhile, a first wave of replacement workers took over today after agreeing never to join an employee union or association.
A strike over fuel prices in Nigeria continues, and the protests in the streets are getting ugly as police and soldiers shoot indiscriminately at crowds, killing at least 10 so far. Riots have begun in Nigeria's largest city, Lagos. President Bush is scheduled to visit Nigeria later this week as part of a quick tour of the African continent, and that has some strikers concerned that security forces may move to quickly kill the strike, in a very literal sense.
Contract talks between employees and managers at C&H Sugar soured over the weekend, prompting a strike of 400 union workers. Employees of the West Coast's only cane sugar refinery blast struck in 1995. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Fan ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Fan ji la.
You know everything. Xie xie. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Okay, thanks to Jacqueline and Gloria and Steve and a couple other people here. Jan Schakowsky. Remember when we voted for her, Kathy, when we lived in Chicago? Jan Schakowsky from Illinois, Illinois Democrat, issued a press release today. Here it is. After months of denials, President Bush has finally admitted that he misled the American public during his State of the Union address when he claimed that Iraq attempted to purchase uranium in Africa. That is why we need an independent commission to determine the veracity of the other so-called evidence used to convince the American people that war with Iraq was unavoidable. It is not enough for the White House to issue a statement saying that President Bush should not have used that piece of intelligence in his State of the Union address at a time when he was trying to convince the American people that invading Iraq was in our national security interest. Did the president know then what he says he only knows now? If not, why not, since that information was available at the highest level? What else did the Bush administration lie about? Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan. What else did the Bush administration lie about? What else did the Bush administration lie about? What other faulty information did administration officials, including President Bush, tell the American people and the world? Did the Bush administration knowingly deceive us and manufacture intelligence in order to build public support for the invasion of Iraq? Did Iraq really pose an imminent threat to our nation? These questions must be answered. The American people deserve to know the full truth. Thank you, Jan Schakowsky. Thank you, Jan Schakowsky. We will post the link at my website when the program's over, MikeMalloy.com. Jan Schakowsky. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan Schakowsky. There is, dear, sweet God, there is a member of the United States House of Representatives with the courage to ask the question, what else did the Bush administration lie about? Well, we knew, didn't we, Kathy, when we went to that sleazy precinct we used to vote at in Chicago where the poll workers reeked of alcohol and voted for Jan Schakowsky. Jacqueline is calling from Milwaukee, and I believe it's your first time calling, right, Jacqueline?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I was one of the ones who sent you the email.
Thank you. Okay.
No, I don't have anything to talk about, but I thought it would be rude to hang up.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you sent it, because I've been under the misperception here, apparently, that not one single Democrat, but all I've been reading are these Democratic presidential nominee possible candidates.
Yeah.
Reading their statements.
Jan Schakowsky is a wonderful representative. I wish she was mine, but I doubt that very many people that are outside of her district even know who she is.
Even know about her, right. Yeah. Well, I remember when she ran The first, no, was it the first time, Kathy? I don't know if it was her first time or not, but the last time I voted in Chicago, which was, now it's been about 4 years ago, but we voted for Schakowsky, and I have kind of, not to a great degree, because I'm in a different, you know, whole different part of the geographic part of the country now, and I had to watch the evisceration of my member of Congress here in the last election, Cynthia McKinney. But I have a kind of, and Max Cleland in the Senate, but I have kind of followed Jan Schakowsky's career, and bless her heart, there's a woman with courage. There is a member of Congress with courage.
Yes, any time that I've heard about her positions on the issues, I always agree with it 100%.
Yeah. Well, Jacqueline, thanks for sending me the email. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're going to call in again.
Oh, I will. I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Take care. Senator Carl Levin, again, he's not running for anything. He is the ranking minority member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Continuing on Moneyline tonight with Lou Dobbs. Lou is off, trying to bail his wife out of another gun charge, probably. You remember that story, don't you, when his wife tried to board a commercial jetliner armed to the teeth? Now, if it would have been me or you, we'd still be in jail, maybe Guantanamo. But since it's Lou Dobbs who does for the Bush administration what Monica did for Bill on his program every night on CNN, well, no problem. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Dobbs, your gun fell out of your purse. Oh, be careful there. It looks like it's loaded. Oh, it is loaded. Okay, well, here, let me pick it up for you. There you go. You're Lou Dobbs' wife? Oh, bless your heart. We love you. Anyway, boy, talk about going off on a tangent. Senator Carl Levin was interviewed by Jan Hopkins tonight on Lou Dobbs' program. And here's his answer to the question from Jan Hopkins. What's your reaction, Senator, to the White House retraction?
Condi Rice just said not too many months ago that the information was kept in the bowels of the CIA. That is deeply troubling, because this information was known to the CIA about 9 or 10 months before the State Department at the end of the year 2002 used it, misused it, misstated it, and then the president repeated that misstatement.
Close, Senator Levin, very close. That's good, sir. Senator Carl, that's good. That's good. Misstatement, misused, and then the president repeated that misstatement. You're getting close, Carl. Now, say this. Lie! Just say it. Your colleague in the House, Jan Schakowsky, did. She called it what it is, Senator Levin. A lie. Try it. Try it, Carl. Just try it one time. Just say the word lie. Don't call it a misstatement. Don't say it was something that was misused or misquoted or misinterpreted. Call it what it was, Senator Carl. Please, sir, one time, a lie. Now, Jan Hopkins now asks, is there a train coming through the studio here? Now Jan Hopkins wants to know, Senator Levin, what do you hope to gain from a congressional investigation? The nature of the question. Listen to the nature of the question. What do you, Senator, hope to gain from a congressional investigation? Because you, Senator Levin, God knows you're a Democrat. God knows our illustrious president and his administration are Republicans. So let me ask you, I'm Jan Hopkins. I'm sitting in here for Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is busy brushing his teeth because he has to come on this program again and continue to do for the Bush administration what Monica did for your president there, Senator Bill Clinton. But I have to ask you, what do you hope to gain from a congressional investigation? This is why the United States of America is going right into the sewer, because we have punks and thugs and misanthropes like Jan Hopkins asking questions of Senator Carl Levin on Lou Dobbs' Moneyline. What do you hope to gain, Senator, from a congressional investigation?
How the CIA and why the CIA or the intelligence community did not make known to the policymakers the information that they had that this purported uranium sale was a bogus issue. As Condi Rice said, She said, we did not know at the time. No one knew at the time in our circles. Maybe someone knew down in the bowels of the agency, but no one in our circles knew that there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery. It's incredible.
Senator, please, with all due respect, sir, your answer is jive-ass nonsense. When the little right-winger Jan Hopkins says, what do you hope to gain from a congressional investigation? Senator, you don't answer by saying, well, I hope to find out how the CIA and why the CIA or the intelligence community did not make known to the policymakers, that would be the Bush thugs, the info that they had. Senator, they did. They did. Look me in the eye, Senator Levin. Look at me! They did tell the Bush administration. They told them point blank, this is a lie. This is a forgery. This is not true. And George Bush sat there and said, it is true. Christ told me it's true. Last night when I was praying, Jesus Christ came to me and said, don't listen to the intelligence community. It is true. You've got to invade Iraq. You have Iraqis to kill. My Father God says you must do it, George. Don't weaken, George. Don't listen to these people, George. Go kill. Kill, George. Kill. 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 Senator Levin, that's what happened. Don't you understand, Senator, that the leader of the United States is a religiously insane psychopath? Don't you understand that yet? He told Mahmoud Abbas. It was reported in Haaretz in Israel. He told the Palestinian prime minister that God himself told George to invade Iraq. So, Senator Levin, no, sir, no, sir. The intelligence community did make known that it was lies and forgeries and misstatements and duplicity and dishonesty and immorality and unethical behavior and criminal activity. Senator, they did. But it's the Bush administration, Carl. It's the Bush administration. They have a pact with the devil. Now, come on. Come on, Carl. Come on, Senator Levin. Sir, honest to God, I mean, come on, Senator Levin. I respect you. I met you. I talked with you. I was like, I got to talk with you. So did Kathy. And we said to you, Senator Levin, every time a camera is on you, why don't you point out the lies of this filthy administration? And you said, Senator Levin, you know, that's a good idea. We should do that. And now you do this. And now you do this. You almost had it, Carl. You came close. You did. I'll give you an E for effort, Carl. I will. Senator, sir, I'll give you an E for effort, but you don't want to know why the CIA did not make known to Bush and his thugs the truth. And the reason you don't want to know that, Senator, is because the intelligence community did make known to Bush and his gang the truth. Come on, Senator Levin. You're the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. For Christ's sake, come on. Come on. Be like Jan Schakowsky, senators. Come on. Come on, Dick Gephardt. You used to be the leader of the House. Come on, Dick. Come on, John Kerry. Just imagine you're under fire in Vietnam. Come on, Kerry. Come on, Levin. Come on, you guys. Just once. Just once. Call the son of a bitch a liar. Come on, guys. You can do it. Jan Schakowsky did it. Ah. Man. Martin is calling from Ashland, Massachusetts.
Hi, Mike.
And my producer tells me you've been holding on since forever.
Well, it's all been entertaining.
Well, we certainly aim to entertain.
And I'd like to introduce to all the truth seekers out there, and especially you as a radio host, a book by William Shearer, or Shirer, I don't know the pronunciation. It's called The Nightmare Years, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Oh, yeah, Shirer.
Shirer.
Yeah.
And if you read that, you'll actually find out that Rove and, you know, Rove and Rove Industries are actually, they're probably 2 years ahead of the schedule that the, you know, the Third Reich actually took.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's actually frightening, as in, you know, The Nightmare Years suggests, how entrenched these corporatist people are in the media,
right,
and how they control it, and how they're running their little personal wars and building their own little fascist state, and how they're suppressing free speech.
Yeah, you know, the Nazis in Germany had to deal with, at the time, a reasonably independent media. They had to dominate the media with fear. They had to convince the media moguls of that age that if they didn't follow the Hitlerian line, they would be executed. In this country, in 2003, there's no need for fear. All they do is cut their deals. I mean, the media in this country is run by supporters of the American Nazis.
Exactly. Savage, he was like, you know, the whipping child because he got fired for saying, so I hope he dies and, you know, stays and dies. He's got Coulter, Scarborough, you know, all of Fox News, all of CNN now. And it's just outrageous. And literally, these people, they're ahead of schedule. And that is the most frightening part.
I hear you.
And I can't wait to download Wargate by Kathy, and
right,
because I have a tendency to ram the truth into my friends' throats as much. You know, I don't care if they hate me.
Well, it's there now. We had played that a couple of weeks ago. It's on my website now. You can beat the Christmas rush and go there right now and download it.
I can't wait, Mike.
All right. Well, Martin, thank you for checking. I apologize for the length of time you had to hold on.
Oh, no. Thank you for letting me speak.
All right. All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Shane is calling from Washington, D.C. Shane, welcome to the program. Understand this is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, Mr. Malloy, how are you doing?
Please with that. Mike.
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I actually just wanted to call. I actually just started listening this week, and I really appreciate your show. It's always good to hear people telling the truth. It's a nice thing. But the one thing I did want to mention about this thing with Levin, and I don't know if you've... if you had the opportunity to see him on Meet the Press on Sunday or not.
I did not. Can I get you to hold that thought right there?
Okay.
I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back, Shane.
Okay.
And I won't hang up on you. I will put you on hold. Quick break, and we will be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Who was good and who was evil? It was all so black and white. But the years have taught me better. Good and evil do not matter. Their words are masters scattered to hide their bloody hands. And what's truth and what's illusion? What's order or confusion? Who's winning or who's losing? Just depends on where you stand. There is no God.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Back to Shane, who has called in from Washington, D.C. Shane, thanks for holding on.
Oh, no problem. I actually just wanted to mention about Senator Levin.
Okay.
He had been on MSNBC or NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. And they actually opened that show with the ambassador who had been sent to Afghanistan or
Iraq.
Actually, not Iraq.
No.
Africa to investigate the Nigerian document.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And they opened the show with that, and he had actually spoken about how Cheney had requested that investigation through the CIA.
Right.
And then after, you know, he'd gone through telling about how he had informed the CIA about it, they followed that with Senator Warner and Senator Levin. And Levin had actually mentioned at the time that, well, how come the CIA never passed this on to Cheney if he requested the investigation?
Right. And Condoleezza Rice said somewhere in the bowels of the agency. I can't stand these people. Cheney knew.
Yep.
Bush knew. Powell knew.
Well, here's the thing.
Rumsfeld knew.
Here's the thing about Levin, though. He knows that they knew. And I think why Levin is going after the CIA like this is he's having this sort of side investigation within the Senate because
right.
Warner, who's the chairman of that committee, won't allow a full investigation.
Right.
But Levin's still allowed to have his side investigation. If Levin goes after the CIA and tries to place the blame on the CIA isn't going to take the fall.
And they shouldn't.
And one of those guys is going to get up in front of Levin and testify eventually that Cheney knew. I think this is the tactic. You know, he's not coming out immediately and saying, hey, they lied.
I understand.
Then he'll get attacked by the mainstream media.
I see what you're saying.
But he can get the CIA
right. that's
to turn on them, and then that gives him evidence to say, look,
that's
they were told.
Yeah.
They've been lying about it the whole time.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point, Shane. I hadn't thought of that.
You know how politics is. Sometimes you got to take the back door.
That's right. Sometimes you do. Shane, that's brilliant. Thank you. I hope you call this program again.
Okay. You have a good night.
All right, sir. Take care. Whoa. Are y'all as exhausted as I am? Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Many thanks to Mark Marshall, our webmaster of MaximumInteractive.com. And always thanks to our music bureau chief, Jim, in Arkansas. Give us about an hour. Go to MikeMalloy.com, and what you heard tonight will be available for you to use at your leisure. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time.
I didn't think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch when charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius.